Yes?
Well, welcome to Llano.
We sure got to do better than we're doing, my friend. We're in trouble. The vote is 46 to 44 at the moment. Yeah, we've, Cannon is not with us from Nevada. And Bible is not with us. I've got a reporter calling. You've got a doctor out there in Las Vegas. I've forgotten his name, but, yeah, he's very effective. You remember who your NAACP man is? He's a doctor and he's a very effective fella. And they're going to vote in 30 minutes. You've got three Republicans that count, Javits, Case, and Kiko. They think they've got those three, Javits, Case, and Kiko, but we do not have people like Scott and other more modern people. Judge Smith won't give us a rule and we'll be screwed up. And please don't put us in the hands of Judge Smith, Scott. You know better than that, dude. And we don't want to be in the hands of this Democrat. We supported you. Just don't put us in that position. I don't know who else on the Republican side. This Attorney General in Massachusetts might help with Saltonstall. Saltonstall's a pretty fair man. He didn't go too well on the race question, but he thought that this is getting pretty thin. He may not want to quit the Eddie Kennedy now. Of course, they're voting with us. You may not want to have an opposite vote. A driving dynamic fellow that we're going to need, and I don't know whether we really got to insist on putting a Negro at the head of urban affairs when we get it, or whether we ought to put somebody that will do more for the Negro than the Negro can do for himself in these cities. If we could put a Goldberg type or some real liberal that might be able to get more for him. Now, I don't want you to be involved. You've got to be for Weaver, but I think you ought to be thinking. Now we can point others. I'm giving serious consideration. He's excellent. I like him. I like him very much. But what we've got to do is we've got to think some top man like Lawrence Rockefeller is in the recreation field. We've got to have some top administrator. We've also got to have a man in health, education, and welfare. We've given a lot of thought to this John Gardner, but they say he's never had much administrative experience in this biggest department of government now, except defense, the toughest one in the Congress. We've given some help to Sergeant Shriver for that. I don't know who run poverty, but took him out of it. I think so. Have you got any outstanding man that he all spreads around the country, white man? What do you all think of Clark Clifford? He was Truman's lawyer and Kennedy's lawyer. What do your people think of George Ball? Steve?
They don't know.
Just thinking about somebody succeeding that way.
They don't know him. And my own feeling is that I know I would need to be a technician.
I've got to have a good technician up there, and we've lost a lot in that land. Constance Motley, yeah. Bobby Kennedy says we ought to put her on the district bench and then kick one of these other fellas. There's two Jewish fellas. One of them's Feinberg, Abe Feinberg's brother. Do you know Abe Feinberg? Because he worked with y'all. He's head of all the Jewish organization. Big money raising. His brother wants to be moved up, and then there's another one on there that I forget his name. And Bobby says it would be better if we may hurt the Negro cause by trying to do too much. Thurgood's got the circuit. You mean the district. You want it. She probably ought to go on the district instead of this circuit.
Right.
You can be a statesman with me, and I'll never get you involved, and I'll never quote you, and I'll never... I just want good advice, because we got to think about where we're going. We're going to go places. We're not going to stand there. Don't you let him know you ever heard from here. Just say now, just tell that Dr. West is his name. West. Dr. West is your man in Las Vegas. Dr. West. Just tell Dr. West and tell him y'all will never forget it.